Call to order. Oh, sorry, I see it recording now. I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Respiratory Care Board of Examiners. I said that backwards. It is 9 o'clock on August 15th. Welcome to the meeting, everybody. Since we're doing this virtually, there'll be a lot of roll call information going on. So, Danita, I assume that will be you?
Yes.
Okay, so if we can do a roll call introduction, please.
Okay. Donita McGlasson, Deputy Director, Interim. And do we have Chairman Kagan?
Here.
Vice President Crawford?
I saw him join.
Hello.
Alan, if you're talking, you're muted.
Present.
Thank you. Board Member Coda?
Here.
Board Member Dr. Easley?
Here.
And Board Member Brimhall?
Present.
Thank you.
And Jack, do you want to introduce yourself or Rachel?
Yeah, we'll go around the staff. Danita already introduced herself. Jack Hahn, Interim Executive Director. Rachel, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Rachel. I'm Program and Project Specialist.
And Kat?
Katya Garcia, Licensing Administrator.
Very good.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, we'll have the item number 3 is a declaration of conflict of interest. If anyone has any conflict, now's the time to bring it up. No? Great. We'll do the approval of minutes, and we're looking at the minutes from the July 18th, 2024 meeting, but I see Mr. Crawford has his hand up.
Yep, I was absent from that meeting, and I'm listed as present.
Okay. Noted. Okay. Anyone have a motion for approval of the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second? We have a motion and a second for approval of the minutes. Do we need to even do a roll call for this?
No.
No. Okay. All in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. And that motion passes. Are we going to executive session right now, Jack?
No, we'll take, if it's okay. And I don't see Assistant Attorney General Campbell online right now. I'm not sure if she's joined us. So if we can go to the first case.
Sure.
The second case.
Jasmine Huntley?
Yes, and it should be on page 30 of your materials.
Okay, so the board will call the case of Jasmine Huntley, case 2024-RCE-0077. Jasmine, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I thought I saw you. Very good. Jack, do you want to give an intro?
Sure, and thank you for joining us today, RCP Huntley. I appreciate it. Sure. Just a little background, staff, before I give my summary, I had sent out a notice letter for last month's meeting. Unfortunately, RCP Huntley did not make it onto the agenda. So she's been very patient with us and has appeared today at my request to have this in front of the board.
I think I remember you being there. Were you there,
yes,
Jeff?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we apologize for that.
Yeah, we were able to provide some free continuing education. So I hope that helped out a little. But
it did.
Yeah, thanks for being here. This is case number 2023 RCE-0077. This was a case that the board had requested back at our, I believe it was our December of 2023 meeting. We had two respiratory therapists that appeared, both who had worked on license for the same organization. RCP Huntley is the supervisor at that hospital and was the person who was supervising the two while they were working on license. The board asked that we open an investigation into that. We have done that. We sent out a notification letter. RCP Huntley did respond to that. That response is part of your materials. And I don't have anything further to add other than The staff recommendation in this particular case is for dismissal. The reason I came to that conclusion is because I did not find anything that provided that those people were working and the supervisor knew about it and was not an intentional act. So the staff recommendation in this particular case is for dismissal.
Thank you, Jack. And thank you, Jasmine, for being here and for being patient after last month. I do see your response here, but for those who may not have seen it or aren't looking at it, can you just kind of give us a brief description of what you've put in place so that this doesn't happen again?
Okay. So at the time, we were in between human resources, as it's a frequent position that changes here. And at that point, we were not privy to what we are now privy to, which is an employee snapshot, to where it gets sent out every month. It notifies us of who's coming up on their licenses and ACLS, BLS, and NBRC, which is required by this organization. And since then, I'm very diligent about getting on staff and, you know, kind of making sure to make sure that they're aware of the dates of their licenses and stuff like that that's required, because I don't want to have this happen again.
Yeah, I feel like in this situation, this type of situation, it usually happens once and then it doesn't happen again, because it's a very uneasy feeling to come and sit in front of the board for something like this. So I can appreciate where you're coming from. Board members, questions or thoughts for Jasmine?
I would just say I agree. I mean, our intent is to know that something's been put in place so that this doesn't happen again, because we know we're all responsible for our own licenses, but as leaders, we also kind of have to look out for everybody else. So I appreciate that you've put some safeguards into place so that you now have access to that, and we would anticipate that this won't happen again.
Becky, Kimberly, Alan, anything? Kimberly, Kim, was that you talking?
It was. I apologize. I think that I'm happy that she has safeguards in there too, so I don't think it'll be an issue in the future.
Okay, so do we have a motion from anybody?
I'll make a motion to dismiss.
So we got Leslie making Dr. Easley, I'm sorry, making a motion that we dismiss. Do we have a second?
Second, Becky.
Becky has a second to that. Any further discussion? Jack, a roll call vote.
Dr. Easley?
Aye.
Board member Brimhall?
Aye.
Chairman Kagan?
Aye.
Vice Chairman Crawford?
Aye.
Board member Brimhall? Oop. Sorry. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Jasmine. So keep on the path of making sure you know what's going on in your facility there. I don't think we'll see you again, though.
All right. Thank you so much.
And thank you for your patience.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Good day.
You too. All right. Are we ready to go to the case of Annie Ramos, Jack?
Yes. I need to check. What I wanted to do was ask the board to go in an executive session because of the allegations that are contained in this particular case. But I need to find out if Assistant Attorney General Campbell is available for that.
Okay.
Is she on the call?
It does not appear so.
Okay. We can go into executive session for the confidentiality of the particular matter. However, we're not going to be able to get any legal advice. So I think our options at this particular time we need to decide if we want to go into executive session to look at the case, knowing that we don't have an assistant attorney general here for any advice. And I haven't had this situation before.
So our other option is to what, table it?
Yes, table until we have legal counsel available for the executive session. Which is probably my preference, just because I'm a little uncomfortable with going in an executive session without our attorney.
I feel like we do need legal advice. Yes.
I okay. feel bad that RCP Ramos is here. And
I know.
I'm so sorry, but
oh, no, that,
That's okay.
And it looks like you're outside, so you're probably hot.
No, I there's just flies. I had to drop off my son at school, and I wasn't going to be able to make it home, so okay. I just stopped by a park. It's beautiful out, but that's okay.
I do feel bad that you're here if we're not able to hear the case right now, but we do need legal advice.
Yeah, that's understandable. It's definitely understandable. I would rather that, too.
Okay, so do we need to get a motion to table?
If you don't mind, just for the record, and then I would coach it by just saying next available board meeting so that we can get all the parties together.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to table to the next available board meeting where both RCP Ramos and Assistant Attorney General can attend.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
I'll second that motion.
Seconded by Alan. I think he got it first. Let's go ahead and roll call vote, Danita.
Dr. Easley?
Aye.
Vice Chairman Crawford?
Aye.
Chairman Kagan?
Aye.
Board Member Cota?
Aye.
Board Member Brimhall?
Aye.
Motion carries.
So sorry about that, Annie, but thank you for being here.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Jack, you'll let me know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We just want to do what's right by everybody. We want to make sure that you've got what you need to state your case also.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. It looks like the next thing on the agenda is the executive director position review.
Yeah. Same thing here. I mean, we can go into executive session.
But we need
to go into executive session, but traditionally we have our attorney present available for that.
Yeah.
I can give a general update on where we are with
Elizabeth Campbell just joined.
Yep.
Gosh,
hi, I'm sorry.
3 seconds too late.
The wrong link. I apologize for that.
Oh, I feel bad now, even more bad for Annie.
Do you want me to see if I can get a hold of her or?
Yeah. See if she doesn't mind coming back in. Just so you are aware, Elizabeth, we just tabled a case that we were going to go in executive session for, but we wanted to make sure that we had legal advice before we did that.
Sure.
So we tabled it. Now so Jack's going to call her back. Because we can untable it. She might not answer because she was getting back in the car. No luck, Jack? You're muted. Oh, okay, he's on the phone.
Okay, hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm back.
Oh, thank you so much for getting back so quickly.
Oh, of course.
Literally, yeah, just as you hung up, the Attorney General joined for us.
Okay. Yeah.
So no, I'm gonna recall the case.
Okay.
I don't even think I called it to begin with, but we're gonna call the case of Annie Ramos 2024-RCE-0062. Do we need to do anything, Jack, because we voted on tabling it, or are we just gonna move forward?
You probably should vote to on table it. And then at the board's pleasure, yeah, go into executive session. And while I'm chatting here, I sent out, because we have members of the public and other folks that are on the call, on this particular call, I sent out another link so that we could go into executive session. So we'll have to, if the board decides to go into executive session, we'll have to exit this virtual meeting and sign into the other one link that I sent out this morning, so that it's a confidential review. Annie, I'll have to send you that link if the board goes into executive session. You're the same thing. You're going to have to log out of this one and go into the other one that I send out. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So do we have a
board member? I will motion to rescind the prior motion to table a case for RCP Ramos.
Very good. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, great. Let's do a roll call vote, please.
Dr. Easley?
Aye.
Board Member Cota?
Aye.
Chairman Kagan?
Aye.
Vice Chairman Crawford?
Aye.
Board Member Brimhall?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, so we now have the case of Annie Ramos 2024-RCE-0062.
And if you're going into executive session, you would need a motion for executive session for legal advice, in which case Ms. Ramos would not be a participant, or you would need a executive session to discuss information made confidential by law, in which case Ms. Ramos would be a participant.
Okay.
So this is Vice Chairman Crawford, and I'll motion that we move to executive session to discuss matters that are protected by statute, such as HIPAA.
Okay, so we have a motion to go in executive session for privacy.
Second.
We have a second. Danita, roll call, please.
Vice Chairman Crawford?
Aye.
Dr. Easley?
Aye.
Chairman Kagan?
Aye.
Board Member Cota?
Aye.
Board Member Brimhall?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay.
RCP Ramos, I'm going to send you this link. It's going to be a meeting invite.
Okay.
And you'll have the link for executive session. It says respiratory care executive session if needed on the meeting header. Okay.
Okay. Is that through this app or is it in an email? Sorry, I'm not really sure how to use this.
It's going to be a calendar request invite
and then
to your email address.
Okay, thank you.
And then you'll do exactly what you did to get on this one. You'll just click the new link.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you guys there. So we log out of this completely, right, Jack?
Yes, correct.
Okay, all right. See you in the next room.
Thank you.
contacting. Hello? Hello?
Okay. Is everybody back? Oh, now we get to see Annie again.
Hello.
All right. We've got Ellen. We've got Dr. Easley. Kimberly, are you back here? Becky, are you here? If either one of you are talking, you are muted.
I'm here.
Okay. Kim's here.
Board Chair Kagan, I did get a message from Board Member Brimhall that she's available on call, but she won't be joining us again unless needed.
Okay, we still have a quorum. Okay, so how do we not resolve the case, but how do we end the case for today? Because we're not doing...
I think you can just thank Ms. Ramos for her time and attendance.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Ramos, for your time and attendance.
You guys are here for me. I thank you all. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we'll get updates from you and we'll be in touch.
Okay. We look forward to seeing you in a few months, hopefully.
Yes. I'll see you soon. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, Jack. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Looks like we are now, moving on to item 6, which is Executive Director Position Review.
Madam Chair, members of the board, part of this discussion is probably appropriate for executive session because we're going to be discussing personnel matters. I don't know if you want to do that now quickly or if you want to take a couple of the other agenda items and the executive director report. Up to you.
Yeah, we can do that. We can move on to the executive director report.
Okay. There's two things that I would like to try to get done today. One of them is the budget and the other one is the response to the Joint Committee of Reference. I scratched out let me go to real quickly, I'm going to page 32 of your board materials. I just wanted to give you the last look at the budget from fiscal 2024, which is last fiscal year, which ended last day of June. We ended up with, we did not spend $96,000 of our appropriation. So that's where you ended up last year. A lot of that savings is because of the arrangements you have with ISAs, with the NCIA board and executive director and deputy director positions. So a lot of savings last year. The appropriation this year is the same as it was last year, which was the $421,000 for fiscal year 2025. So that's what you're currently operating on. And then I'm going to segue into your fiscal year 2026 budget. I would like to get the board to approve a budget submittal in the same amount as last year in this fiscal year, which is the $421,400. I'm not suggesting any changes in the appropriation. That's based upon your cash flow and current staffing levels, and that should be able to adequately cover anything in the future as far as staffing. So if you don't mind, if I can get a motion and a vote on a total appropriation of $421,400, that would be great. But I'm happy to answer any questions.
Vice Chair Crawford, your hand is up.
Thank you, Jack. As I'm looking at this, have we allocated incentives for personnel as far as our annual performance review?
We haven't. We last fiscal year we didn't. So that's normally done in June. That is not something that we did for respiratory care as far as all of the staff, that sort of thing. We did Respiratory Care did participate in some partial incentives, a percentage-based incentive for your interim executive director and deputy director.
So is that something we should consider including in this fiscal year 26?
Not at this time. I think if the appropriation is adequately managed, there is room for that in the future. So it's not something that I would suggest that the board raise the appropriation and spend more money on at this particular time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Danita, did you have any comments on any of that? You're muted. You're on mute.
Sorry about that. No, I agree with that. I think with the way that the appropriation is, there should be room for that with the next fiscal year.
Okay. So does anyone have a motion?
I have another question. Sorry. What is the $15,100 for the one-time Central Service Bureau? What is that?
So the 15, good question, Vice Chair Crawford. The $15,000 is a supplemental payment from fiscal year 2022 when the board overspent. It is a long and winding road, okay? The album in the song track for this particular thing goes on and on and on. We have been trying to get that paid for the last year and a half. We went over budget in fiscal year 2022. We tried to get it paid. We had the money from a refund to pay that, to cover it. We were told by accounting that we could not do that because the fiscal year closed. That ended up being a supplemental appropriation that had to go through last year's budget cycle at the legislature and the governor's office. Finally got approved so that we could pay the overage from back in 2022. It was essentially money that was outstanding for payment of our board offices and our board space. So we owed it to the Department of Administration and Central Services Bureau, and we were able to pay that. So that's what that amount of money was for.
Thank you.
Yep.
And we have no statutory recommendations or changes.
We don't. Well, I shouldn't say we don't. So as the board, I think I told the board maybe last month, they changed all of the administrative boards from 90-10 agencies to 85-15. So every single state agency that was under the umbrella of a 90-10 agency is now paying 5% more to the state general fund. So we're now only able to keep 85% of our revenue that comes in from licensing fees, renewals, that sort of thing. The state general fund has taken an additional 5% of that.
And that's not just us, correct? That's all licensing boards?
Yes, that is correct. All of them, all the medical boards, dental board, behavioral health, all of them have, and they swept money from those agencies that had high cash funds. So some of the agencies were carrying millions of dollars in their checking account, and essentially the legislature and governor's office swept those amounts, so those agencies can't use that money in the future. We were lucky enough where we did not get swept any money.
So another question: the $96,193 from the fiscal year 24 cash flow report, what happens to that?
That just goes back into our fund, goes back into our checking account, for lack of a better word. It's not swept because we didn't use it or anything like that. That goes back into our particular fund for use in the future.
Thank you.
Yep.
No further questions for me.
Okay. Anyone else have any budgetary questions? Okay. Anyone have a motion for the budget? Excuse me.
This is Vice Chairman Crawford. I'll motion to, I move to accept.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second? Dr. Easley has the second. Roll call vote, please, Danita.
Vice Chairman Crawford?
Aye.
Dr. Easley?
Aye.
Chairman Kagan?
Aye.
Board Member Coda?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Okay. Go on.
I'm sorry. You first.
No, I was just looking at the agenda to see what was next. So please carry on.
Page 35 of your board materials is a response that is a draft response that is due to the Joint Legislative Committee of Reference. This is a standard response that any agency that's going through a sunset review provides to the legislature. The Joint Legislative Committee of Reference is a joint committee between the Senate and the House of Health Committee legislators and senators that oversee the sunset review. They're going to be reviewing our Auditor General's report, which we don't have yet, but this is a standard thing that they ask for before they get together. They normally get together the fall before session, and we're going through a sunset review, so they're asking certain questions that they will consider when deciding whether or not to renew this agency or terminate it or consolidate it. So standard response to the legislature about what we've been doing over the last 6 years. I was very straightforward and candid over what we've experienced over the last 2 years in fiscal year 22-23. I would categorize this by saying the board's response is falling on our sword and telling them that we've identified deficiencies in our licensing and our investigative programs. The board has hired and trained staff to work those deficiencies and start issuing licenses within the appropriate timeframes. And we're working towards that goal. So this is kind of a standard bureaucratic response to the legislature that tells them the state of the board, for lack of a better word. So this is a draft. It is due to legislature, to both houses, by September 1st. The thing about this is we don't have the benefit of knowing exactly what the Auditor General is going to say, because they really haven't told us yet. That draft will be coming to us probably late this month, early September. And then that's going to set up a whole nother response kind of thing with the Auditor General's office, which will be combined with this next legislative session. And then they're going to decide what to do with this agency, if anything. So these are my words. And I was very straightforward. Hey, we've identified some deficiencies. The board has taken action to fix them. We're continuing to fix them. We're hopefully moving into the future, for lack of a better word. So that's my quick response on it.
Okay, Vice Chairman Crawford has his hand up.
I just noticed one spelling in the last sentence.
I see. You're a little bit hard to hear right now.
I just said I experienced a spelling opportunity in the last sentence.
I see it, Alan. I'll make sure Jack knows.
Thank you.
What did I type wrong this time?
The board investigates license when.
Thank you.
Oh, I saw something else. We'll edit it for.
In my defense, this was drafted this morning about 6 o'clock. Thank you. We'll make sure that we get those before it goes over. But I don't know that it's necessary that we have a board vote on this. I think if you have any suggestions on going in a little different direction, I think it's always best to be as transparent as we can. That's what I tried to put in here. If there's no opposition, we can just adopt it by consensus and I'll send it over before September 1st.
Well, Mr. Comfort, you can't really adopt something by consensus. If this is for information, it's for information. But if you need the board to approve it, then they would need to do it by vote.
Thank you, Beth. Does the board have a preference?
No.
I think it looks great, Zach. Thank you.
Okay. So I've provided this to you for information only. We'll get it, make sure we get it over there within the time that's required before September 1st.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't have anything else.
Okay, so now then I guess we go back to the executive director position review.
Yes.
Okay, and we need to go to executive session for that?
Well, so there's two items. The first item, there's no person identified there, so I'm not sure what the intent of an executive session there would be.
Let me get my agenda up. I was contemplating on giving the board an update on what has transpired since last month with their initial offer to the candidates. If that can be done in an open session, great. But I think the board might want to, there's probably some clarification needs to happen with the second candidate, which is a confidential discussion of numbers and salaries. So okay. I don't know how you want to divide that up.
So the way it's agendized, you can provide a general update without names, but because the candidate is not identified, that's not a possibility on this agenda. So the agenda would have to look different if we are in negotiations with the second candidate.
We're not at that point yet.
Okay. So maybe just then a general update without names.
Okay. Thank you. So the board last month voted to offer the first candidate the job at a certain salary. It was declined at the ceiling of that the salary. The board's second part of that motion was to offer the second candidate a similar the job. However, the salary and the ISA and the specifics of that, I'm getting, I wouldn't say pushback. HR, I can't get an answer out of HR to approve an ISA at the salary level that was discussed. It took class and comp 2 weeks to get back to me on the first candidate. And then by that time, I think they had already moved on. And I'm still waiting as of today to get feedback from shared service and class and comp on a possible ISA and salary on the second candidate that you directed us to give the offer to. So that's the update. I don't know. I was just trying to give you an update on where we were. I don't have a resolution of the second offer yet. At the salary level that was described.
So, is it because that's too much for an ISA?
I would only be assuming. I can't answer for them. And personnel can be real. I don't know for sure. I have my own opinion. I have my own opinions about class and comp and how they try to categorize executive level salaries and the average that's currently getting paid amount of experience, that sort of thing. But I can't answer it one way or another. There are political forces that come into play with class and comp and ADOA that I can't speak for. So I don't have an exact answer for you. I just haven't gotten direction, specific direction from them on how to get it done at what salary level.
So does that mean at this point we're at a standstill until we hear from them?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And, and quite honestly, I mean, we're prepared to keep on moving forward. Denise and I will man the ship until we get it resolved.
Okay.
It has been like pulling teeth. From day one, when I asked for the first candidate's approval, it took over 2 weeks for them to even get back to me. And in this job, quite honestly, in this job market for a state job, if it was private sector, that person would have moved on to something else within a couple of days. And so that does not help us in this situation, but I can't explain the whys because I don't have them. So just giving you an update. Hopefully by next month, we'll have answers. And I can get the agenda correctly written with our council's help because I tend to hack things up. But that's kind of an update. I don't know if you have any questions on any of that, but
it looks like Vice Chair Crawford has his hand up.
Very good.
I always have comments or questions. But my initial thought was, what can the board do to help this delay, I'll call it, from the Department of Administration or Personnel?
I don't have an answer for you, Vice Chairman Crawford. Danita, do you have any thoughts?
I don't.
Okay. I can only tell you that I am in constant communication with them and have been on a, if not daily basis, every other day. I'm actually sending messages, hey, what's going on, update, are you available, you know, that sort of thing. So it's not for lack of follow-up. And I don't have an exact reason. Sometimes you don't want to poke the bear, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quickly getting to that methodology right now. I know, you know, things are okay right now. We're not going to call the board and tell them we're quitting tomorrow. We're committed to getting it done. There's a lot of work to do here. You know, so that's where we're at. I don't know, that doesn't answer your question, Alan, but I don't have a different answer for you right now.
Okay. So it sounds like we just have to hold tight on this one.
I think that's probably the best course.
Okay. All right. The only other thing is there anything else that you want to go over, Jack, before I do the call to the public?
I can't think so. I can't think of anything right now unless I'm forgetting something.
Okay. So I will go to item number 8, which is the call to the public. And this is the opportunity when anyone else on the call would like to bring something up to the board. You have 5 minutes to do so, knowing that we can't really have conversation about it because it has not been on the agenda. Does anybody have any input, anything to say, any comments?
It does look like we have one person that might be here from the public.
Anyone out there?
Zach, this is your opportunity if you want to talk to the board on call to public.
Oh. Okay.
Hold on.
I was just trying to get my mic on here. So first, I just want to say thank you again. And I didn't know that was going on, Jack and Danita. So I appreciate you guys continuing to fight through this and get everything worked out. I'm committed to this. So I'm anxious to get in there and start working. From my standpoint, So as soon as any offer or any communication comes my way, I can tell you that things will expeditiously move fast on my end, because I'm overly anxious to get in there, and I feel like we've already lost a month worth of time. But again, my commitment level to the respiratory board still stays the same, and my anxiousness to get in there and make sure we get these things corrected fast and go through that sunset review, because time is definitely of the essence. So I just want to say thank you again to Jack and Danita and to the board as well. And so I'm patiently waiting. So
thank you. Anyone else out there in the public? Okay. We'll move on to item 9, which is items to be placed on future agenda. Anyone have anything pressing they want to get on the next agenda?
You have a hearing outstanding. You have 2 informal interviews that we need to get scheduled. I need to look at the time frame. That will be September or October. You have 167 open investigations that we need to get through between now and probably November. So I can only tell you that I would ask that you set aside some time on your schedules for the next 2 board meetings, because they're going to be longer board meetings. So that's my only suggestion for future agenda items. We're going to have some larger. Both of them will probably go past lunch.
Okay.
So just FYI.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And so that brings us to adjournment at 10:10 a.m. Thank you, everybody, for joining online and hopping from room to room.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you.